creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
At the Nottingham Playhouse, 25th of March to the 6th of April, there's an absolutely brilliant play coming. It's called The Children, and I'm very pleased to say that in my company at the moment is Caroline Harker, who plays the part of Hazel. Hello, how are we?
Not very well, thank you. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you as well. Let's go back a little bit before we talk about The Children. How and when did you get the acting bug?
Oh, well, a long time ago, because both my parents were actors. My father's dead now, but they were actors. My granny was an actress, and I mean, it goes back many generations in our family, so I think it's that it's a very difficult bug to get out of a family, if you know what I mean. It's a very easy one to catch, and it's just, you know, when you're a child and all your mum and dad's friends are actors, they just seem like the most fun people on the earth, and you can't imagine having to grow up and do a sensible job, I'm ashamed to say.
It's an incredible sensible job, being an actor. I mean, who else would entertain us otherwise?
Well, yes. No, exactly. Exactly. It is important, especially these days. Yeah.
Was it natural for sort of you to, or natural progression for you to go into the theatre, to acting with your family being actors?
Yeah, I think it was. It was, because that's the language that was spoken at home really all the time. And there was such, you know, we went to the theatre a lot. We, as I say, we were around actors. Everything was talked about very analytically when you saw something in a really good way, and it made it seem like a very, very, like you were saying, an important job to do, and an important part of life. It never seemed like a, you know, a little bit of fun on the side. It seemed really as though you know, actors have got this reputation, haven't they, of being sort of on the edges of society and not really, you know, but then they're not. They're people that run regular lives with mortgages and all those sensible grown-up things, but done in this very precarious way.
And at the end of the day, it is your job, isn't
absolutely.
It? Same as everybody else. You know, you've got to pay the mortgage.
Yes,
so
and married to an actor.
Do a job you love.
Exactly. As I say, I'm married to an actor, so yeah, do a job you love. And we do really both love it. I mean, you do get a bit, as you get older, you get a bit kind of worn out by the leaner times, and you think, oh, I'm not here again, you know. But we've survived so far, we've got through.
Still doing it. A lot of people probably recognise you from stuff on television like Holby City and Touch of Frost.
Touch of Frost for years.
Doctors.
Oh, yeah, I did a couple of episodes of Doctors. They're fun to do because you go from 0 to 60 in about 20 minutes. But Touch of Frost and classic series and stuff like that, yeah.
And one of my, I mean, I love Northern soaps. So we've got to have a very quick chat about Coronation Street.
Okay.
What was it like when you first stepped on the cobbles of Weatherfield?
I tell you, Kev, unbelievable. So I was delivered by a taxi in the very early hours of the day I was filming, and there was no one around. We went through that famous gate. It's when they were filming still in the middle of Manchester. And we went through that famous gate, and it was snowing. It was just before Christmas. And I stepped into the cobble street, and there was nobody else around. And I literally remember standing in this cobble street, looking at all these doors and seeing this sort of huge photograph of cars that they have on a bridge and things. And the snow was gently falling, and I thought, this is a one-off. It was an amazing experience. And they were really lovely and warm, everyone involved in it. And we filmed in Bolton, I think, in the old law courts, and that was quite atmospheric. Yeah, it's got a real atmosphere there, because it was a big court case.
Yes.
And we did it sort of for a few weeks before Christmas and a few weeks after. And everyone in it couldn't have been nicer. It was great.
And it's true what they say, you know, it's like a big family, isn't it? You know, everybody's there for the same thing. And and you make friends so quickly as well on soaps.
Yeah, and I was so quickly. And I was really impressed by the regulars, as they call them, because I had to do this court case where I was firing lines at them, and it was really wordy. And I thought, they have so much to learn, these people. But they were like word perfect and so on it. And one by one, these famous faces popped up in the witness box, and I was thinking, oh, it's him, oh, it's her. and they were magnificent.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
I love Corrie. Anyway, let's not talk about Corrie anymore.
Okay.
Let's talk about The Children.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fairly new play by Lucy Kirkwood.
Yeah.
You play Hazel. What's the play about?
The play is about, essentially it's about two retired nuclear engineers who gave up their work about 10 years ago to live on a small holding or something or other. And you meet them at the beginning. There's just been a massive disaster at the power, at the nuclear power station that they live very near to. So they've had to move out into a little cottage. So there's the two of them there. And then it's what happens to them there post that disaster, because into their life comes another one of their retired friends that played a huge part in their life 38 years ago. And she steps into their life and turns their world upside down. And I can't give away what she...
Wouldn't want you to.
No, I can't.
I've seen it yet, so I don't want you to give it away. And that's Rose, isn't it?
That's played Rose. Played by Sally Dexter. Sally Dexter, the amazing Sally Dexter.
And Emmerdale.
Oh, yeah. And Clive.
Yes.
Clive Mantle.
He's been in everything.
Oh, magnificent. Yeah, the two of them. It's wonderful.
See, I can remember Clive from watching, from all the things he's done.
Yeah.
Vicar of Dibley.
Of
all the things he's done, that's what I remember Clive
from. The bit when she falls into the puddle when they're walking.
Oh, classic TV.
Absolute classic.
Really is. It's quite a thought-provoking play, isn't it? Especially if, I mean, you've got kids, I've got kids.
Yeah.
But when you think of your children's future or possible future, it's quite frightening, the subject of this play, isn't it?
Oh yeah, very frightening. And also I think it's almost dealing with the impossible thoughts, because it's that thing of being selflessness comes into it, and it's very difficult for us to look at our own mortality, let alone make sacrifices. Mm. And I can't really explain what goes on in the play, but it is very frightening. It is very frightening. And it's, well, you'll have to see it, really.
Yes.
If I went on, I might give something away.
Oh, we wouldn't want that.
No, but it's very funny, you know. It's very, very funny.
I can imagine, yeah. I mean, especially with Clive, yourself and Sally, because there's only three people in there.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in rehearsals as well, I can imagine it being an absolute hoot in rehearsals.
Yes, it is. It is, but you know that thing, don't you, Kev, about rehearsing comedy, and I did some Harry Enfield and stuff like that years ago, is one of the most serious things you can do. It's kind of weird that.
Yeah.
So you think, oh, they must have had a laugh rehearsing this panto or rehearsing this comedy. It can be a bit like higher mathematics. Honestly, and that's an odd thing to say, but it's like it works if you do this, this, and this, and that works. And that's quite a serious business. Yeah. And then the joy comes when you start, it starts. So yes, we have laughed, but the concentration has been very intense.
Let's very quickly talk about the set and everything.
Yeah.
Is it just the one set?
Yeah.
Is it in a kitchen?
Yep, it's set in a kitchen. And we've had the real kitchen in the rehearsal room, which is a real luxury, actually, with all the little units and cabinets. And there's a lot of food preparation. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in real time. It's all set over one evening. So it's not, there's no going to dark and then changing things around. It literally unfolds before your eyes. And that's been great to have the set actually there. Yeah.
Lots of salad and lots of yogurt, I believe.
That's it. Well, yogurt, we talk about yogurt, but you don't see it.
Plenty of salad.
Plenty of salad, yeah.
It's a nice healthy play then, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they're quite into their... Hazel, my character, is very into eating in a nutritionally correct way and all that sort of thing. And there's a lot of talk of that. She always does try and do the right thing. A lot of yoga and all that.
Yoga and yogurt.
Yoga and yogurt. That's it.
And, of course, the husband, which Clive plays, of course, he's into farming, I believe.
Yes, that's right. We had, when we took up early retirement, we started an organic small holding, and we had some cows that we were really fond of. And I don't think I'm giving anything too much away if I say that he goes back to look after our cows that we can't really go back to because they're inside the exclusion zone. There's been these blasts from the power station, and this wave, it was basically a sort of tsunami that caused problems within the power station. And he goes back to look after the cows that he's very fond of, that I'm very fond of too. Daisy, Bluebell, and Heisenberg, and many, many others.
Heisenberg, I love
him. I know.
A cow called Heisenberg.
I know. And we have to throw the milk away because it might be contaminated, but he goes there every day. And that's, I think it's that thing of they took early retirement, they started this farm, their children were older, and then the cows became their children, and they're busy, busy people. Well, Hazel is an absolute, you know, but she's one of those women, holds up the earth.
Yes.
You know, without her and all her foibles, you know, They're interesting characters.
A proper Earth Mother.
Yeah, but they're not. It's they're treated really well, these characters. It is satirical, but not cruelly satirical, very truthfully satirical. So it's funny and surprising. Really is. It's an amazing play, and I wish that I'd seen it. I don't know how it passed me by at the Royal Court in London, because I live in London, and I don't know how I missed it. I'd have given quite a lot to see it.
Well, it sounds like a play not to be missed.
No,
it does. It opens on the 25th of March, runs all the way through to the 6th of April. Man, it's only, what, two weeks nearly?
Yes.
It's not long, is it?
No, nothing.
So make sure that you get your tickets. Tickets can be got from the Nottingham Playhouse. Just go to the website and have a look and just book your tickets. Book them online as well. That's best, isn't it? That way, you know, you've got your ticket, you know where you're sitting.
Yeah, you can choose.
You're not going to be disappointed, Alan. We don't want people to be disappointed, do we?
You will not be disappointed.
No.
It's an hour and 40 minutes, something like that, straight through. Honestly, it moves at the rate of knots, and it's funny and it's very thought-provoking.
I love it when it's straight through as well, because that way it doesn't interrupt the flow and the mind. That way you go for a drink and your mind goes a bit, and mine does anyway.
Yeah.
So, but I'm so pleased it's all the way through.
Yeah,
anyway,
no. So,
Caroline, it's been lovely catching up with you, and I can't wait to see this. 25th of March to the 6th of April, it's at the Nottingham Playhouse, and it's called The Children. Thanks, Caroline.
Please come. I think you'll love it.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.